This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. If you caught the show yesterday, you heard Kimberly Adams talk about that $1.7 trillion budget deficit the Treasury Department just announced for FY 2023 and the role shrinking tax revenue played in that number. Well, today, another slice of that story. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains the role of the Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve. It manages interest rates, fights inflation, promotes employment, and can make money doing it.
For about 15 years, the Fed's been making about $100 billion a year.
Joe Gagnon is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute, which is a marketplace underwriter. The Fed hands that profit right on over to the Treasury to do whatever with. But where does that money come from? Well, you might remember a little thing called
quantitative easing.
Quantitative easing.
Quantitative easing.
This was the Fed strategy to help the economy out, starting in the great financial crisis and again in the pandemic, by going out and buying tons of bonds and mortgage-backed securities. Today, the Fed still owns trillions of dollars worth of those bonds and securities that pay interest. Not a lot, but
on average, over time, it makes a fair amount of money.
Bill English is a professor at the Yale School of Management. But the Fed also has to spend money. The Fed is, among other things, a bank for banks, and it pays interest to those banks. When interest rates were low, it wasn't paying much, less than 1%. But now,
it's now paying interest on reserves of 5.5% or so. So the interest expense is now greater than the interest income, and the Fed has lost on the order of $100 billion since last fall.
When the Fed has a loss, it does not just suck money out of the Treasury or taxes. It files the loss away until it can pay it back once it's making a profit again. But the U.S. Treasury does not get its free money. Mark Goldwine is with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
So compared to last year, we're more than $100 billion down.
Now, that only accounts for around 5% of the current deficit.
It really is Congress and the president that should be held accountable for our level of borrowing.
It is not the Fed's job, he says, to be a golden goose for the Treasury. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.